أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Still with regard to the occasion when Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah gave him the knowledge from his side. Allah ordered the malaika to make sajda to him in respect and honor of this knowledge that he had and his position. Shaitan refused to make sajda and he was accursed. From here, ulama write that Shaitan refused to obey the command of Allah Ta'ala, and his refusal was because of pride and conceit. He said, "Ana khayrum minhu." I am more better than Adam alayhi salam. And also that he said that khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu, that you created me from fire, O Allah, and you created Adam alayhi salam from sand. So this was his pride, that I am better than Adam alayhi salam. And also that he did not see the command of Allah, but he followed his own logic. And he this pride of his, that I am better. And also that he felt that Allah's command, na'uzubillah, was wrong. He had an objection that how can something that goes up fire make sajda to something that goes down, that is sand. So in other words, he used his own logic. And because of that, he was accursed. Here we learned a great lesson that the commands of Allah Ta'ala, we must accept wholeheartedly. We must not use our logic. Unfortunately, today, in many things, we prefer our logic to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. This is a very dangerous situation, that a person feels that he knows better, and this command of Allah is not appropriate, doesn't apply at this time. Now we have to change the deen also. These are very, very dangerous things. And this was why Shaitan was accursed and thrown out forever and ever. And not only that, he became the means of the misguidance of so many millions of people, and all that guna is also on him. On the other hand, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, by the instigation of Shaitan, he also ate that which Allah Ta'ala had forbidden him to eat. When Allah Ta'ala commanded him that do not eat of this particular plant of Jannat, he also went, he erred in that. But immediately he realized and he made tawbah and istighfar. And he said, "Oh Allah, if me Rabbana zalamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin." So a person who, when he makes a mistake and he admits it, "Yes, I was wrong. Oh Allah, please forgive me." And we can go to the extent if we wronged somebody else, even if it was the wife or somebody, we ask them also for forgiveness, that I was wrong what I did. This person, though he made a mistake, he becomes closer to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala made Adam alayhi salatu wasalam his Nabi and his Rasul. Allah sent him in this world. So when mistakes, even the pious will also make mistakes. But by that mistake, a person humbles himself. "I was wrong. I did wrong. Please forgive me, my Allah." That person will become closer to Allah Ta'ala. And on the other hand, a person who is a sinner, but he accepts, "I am wrong." He can be a drunkard, he can be whatever, but he accepts, "I am wrong." But that person who wants to justify himself, "I am right, I know better, my logic is better," so much so that we go that my logic is more superior than what Allah has decreed, more higher than the knowledge of Allah also. This is what Shaitan was guilty of, and then a person gets thrown out from the court of Allah Ta'ala. And he carries on doing more wrong, and he justifies his wrong all the time. And the serious part of this is, a person who is in involved in outward sin, like drinking for example, he's not making namaz, etc., many a time such a person will admit, I'm the worst sinner, I am very bad. But on the other hand, a person who is like pious, or a person who has got knowledge, he makes a mistake, he doesn't want to accept his mistake, and he wants to prove that I am right. And the worst is that when we want to even prove ourselves right against the law of Allah, we don't want to accept the commands of Allah, we want to follow our own logic. This is very, very dangerous. So at all times we must be very careful of this. Always try and have the attitude of humbling ourselves, turning to Allah for forgiveness, asking Him that we did make a mistake, I'm wrong, O Allah, you forgive me. That person, in spite of that wrong, becomes very close to Allah Ta'ala. And the other person, in his piety or in his knowledge, who feels that I know better, and that Allah's laws do not apply, the laws that what I say, they apply, then that is very dangerous. Many times in our homes also, we say, in this house, my law will go. Everyone will listen to me. Nowhere, whether it is the masjid, whether it is the house, whether it is the business, nobody's law is enforced but the law of Allah Ta'ala. We all should submit wholeheartedly to the law of Allah Ta'ala. In there is our goodness. May Allah give us all proper understanding and that ability to kill this pride of ours, and that pride comes from shaitan. So to kill that shaitaniyat which comes into us, and that we humble ourselves, and that is adamiyat, sand. That Adam alayhi salam was born from sand and made from sand, that we humble ourselves and we turn to Allah Ta'ala, in there is our goodness. Wa akhiru da'wana.